So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. First, I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and, surrounded by all the awkward situations that come up with family, but whatever else you did, there's a good chance that you overate because Thanksgiving is the day that gluttony is expected and encouraged. And that leads to what plumbers call Brown Friday, because it's one of their busiest days of the year for the exact reasons that you would think. Drains get clogged from, buildups of grease, oil, food scraps, and namely, poop. Now, it happens every year on the same day, the day after Thanksgiving, and even if you don't need a plumber, there is a chance that the toilet clogged. Because sometimes you get a lot of people at your house, and again, everyone overeats. Now, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Japan, but their toilets, they can still clog. In fact, on Brown Friday, 70% of the toilets at Haneda Airport were unflushable. They couldn't flush. Unfortunately, that did not stop people from using them. You can imagine the mess. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. A man in New York, he had to go, but he clogged the toilet at his family home. And as a result, his daughter stabbed him in the chest because of it. He suffered 2 collapsed lungs, but he did survive. But at least he got to go. An Ohio man, not so lucky. He tried to go to the bathroom, but he couldn't poop for a month straight. Yeah, he died as a result of chronic constipation. Not a way that I want to go. Now, sadly, we have a lot more stories involving toilets. Everything from Cardi B pooping off her butt piercing to a man being attacked on the toilet by a bear. The man just wanted to poop and a bear shows up. But we also want to hear your stories when it involves a toilet. Look, man, sometimes they're a lifesaver. Sometimes it's a nightmare. Sometimes it's just a situation. So today's question, going to Thanksgiving has come and gone and toilets are clogged everywhere. We want to know today, how did a toilet save or ruin the day?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW.
Over Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,434. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Our mouth works since we've been gone for a week. Yeah, we're back. Hope your holiday was lovely. The exciting return of Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Coming up, today's categories. Just out today, the most fun cities in America.
Fun.
Shockingly enough, you are going to one of these cities this weekend for a very fun event.
Super fun event.
That's right.
That ranks as one of the funnest.
Man, I've never spent any time there.
I have. I spend a lot of time with family there, and I will have fun with family. I don't know that that city itself screams fun.
Well, we have 20. You get 10 out of the 20 right, I'll give it to you.
I can guess 3.
On that category.
All right.
You know, there are places where you know you're going to have a good time.
I can guess 4 now.
Mike has been to one in the last month. Maybe 2.
That adds up.
To be honest with you. You know where you're going to have a good time. I mean, let's be honest with you. There's nothing wrong with Denver, Colorado. All right? Denver is one of the most plain cities. It's not that you can't have a good time there.
Yeah, you're right. It's just kind of a
Vanilla. It is what it is. It's Denver. There's nothing wrong with it. But when you think, hey, man, I'm going to go throw down.
You're not going to Denver.
You might go skiing.
Sure.
You might go see.
But you're not in Denver. You're going to Aspen. You're going to Vail. Yeah. You're still not in Denver.
And this is no disrespect to Denver. I'm just saying that, you know, in all honesty.
Well, it's not a lot of respect toward Denver. No disrespect.
You don't think, this is the party town I want to go to.
No.
So when you think about places that have, I don't know, big casinos or amusement parks or
good food
culture, all those things, maybe like the nightlife. So you probably would head to the southeast to go to one of those cities down there.
I can guess 5. Yeah, I can
maybe
guess,
like some lemon pepper chicken wings or something.
Places where you can get cocaine, but you can't get marijuana.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking about maybe country artists having bars there.
Oh, that's definitely on the list.
That is,
it's got to be.
I can't believe it.
It's the Bachelorette capital of the universe,
the country,
right?
Yeah,
but sometimes the weather can get a little bit wild out there.
It can, but still, if you look, the weather can be bad anywhere, right? So, without just saying Nashville, let's just say Nashville. Even if the weather's crap, you can still have a good time.
I just realized Nashville's not on the list.
What?
No. And I realized Denver, Colorado is.
Oh, you just don't like Denver.
Turn it back. What did you expect from me?
We don't dislike Denver. It's just, it wasn't particularly exciting. Like Miles said, there's nothing wrong with the city. There was just nothing that said, dude, you've got to go back for blank. You know?
Yeah.
I loved it.
What was the
you
fun
like Denver?
Thing?
It was sunny.
Oh,
it
yes.
helped. We went on like Oktoberfest weekend. So like there was like streets closed down
right,
and stuff.
Fair
and,
right,
like,
fair
I don't know. Like Red Rocks is half hour away.
But it's not Denver.
It's not.
I hear you. There's beautiful things around Denver. There's no question. But like if someone said, I want to go skiing in the Pacific Northwest, you're like, cool. You can visit me in Seattle, but you're not going to be in Seattle when you do this event.
You know?
We'll drive to the pass or something.
Here's one I think about a lot. You go to a city, and they're known for something.
Mm-hmm.
In food culture, for an example, you don't really think about, like, Los Angeles. They have everything, right?
Right.
But when it comes to Los Angeles, essentially, that's kind of the home of the hamburger in a lot of different ways. Based on McDonald's being there, all the specialty hamburgers
come
out there.
But he thinks hamburgers at Los Angeles.
They have been voted one of the best hamburger scenes in America
for
years.
I'm sure they have.
But they have hamburgers everywhere.
But I've never met anyone who said, hey, man, when I get to L.A.,
I'm going to get a hamburger.
One for burger. Like, I will hear all the Mexican food and all that kind of thing. You know, and they have some foo-foo stuff. I get it. But I've never heard anyone say, dude.
Los Angeles takes things from other places.
Yeah.
They'll have like a Carnegie Deli there or something like
that.
But that's New York. When you think about Denver, what is that one food option you think about all the time, every day?
The Denver omelet?
Which was really just like an omelet you make at
home.
I'm
not saying they can't make a good steak. I'm just saying when you think about, you know, New Orleans, you know what kind of food you're getting into. When you go to Portland, there's a million different options. Seattle's a million different options.
Well, Portland, I think people think donuts.
It's strip clubs.
I know it has more. Well, yeah, we're saying to eat, but yes, it has strip clubs.
I'm just saying,
well.
I think Denver, whatever reason, like Denver, like most major cities, has a lot of cool stuff.
Okay. All right.
But you guys went
maybe
for
maybe I'll change my tune.
You got to go down and not go for just a beer festival.
Which do you think a beer festival would be great?
You walk around town, experience it a little bit.
We did that. We did that too. Yeah. We were hammered, but we did that.
I mean, so like, look, I got to tell you something right now, man. It's kind of like going to, I don't know, see Rush or Tool. Not a lot of women at the Great American Beer Festival.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know what I mean? It's like a bunch of guys who look like Ted Mike.
Yeah, pretty much.
Essentially. You know what I mean? People who look like they could cut up a cord of wood and stack it in your yard for you, you know?
Go to Sam's Number 3 to get brunch.
Couple $100.
Oh, is that on the main drag downtown?
It's just one of those ones I saw one of those shows. And when you're in Denver, they have a great breakfast. They have like a restaurant and the sides of bar.
I think maybe we did, man. If it's on the main drag, I'm pretty sure we went there. And it was fine. But that was my best review is,
Yeah, it's
that's on the list.
It is on the list.
It is on the list.
It's on the list.
I don't know why I'm arguing. It's on the list.
Yeah, no, they already said.
Ted's got a point.
They already said you're right. Nashville not on the list, which kind of blows my mind. But the most fun cities in America. On the flip side, we still stay with cities today, and we have the best winter vacation destinations for warm weather lovers.
Well, yeah.
So here in Seattle, where do you want to go? If you're on the East Coast dealing with all that cold crap, where do you want to go some place?
But these are all U.S. cities.
They are all U.S. cities.
All right.
They are warm. They have attractions. The weather is obviously good. The travel costs are good. They're safe cities. So all those things are kind of part of that.
Well, that gets rid of New Orleans.
You know,
if you're going to say safe cities,
that's not on the list.
Yeah, no. That ain't a safe place.
So our categories on your guess is as good as mine. We'll play that at 4:30. The most fun cities in America and warm weather destinations. Oh, what else do we have for you today? A couple of little programming notes here. First of all, tomorrow on the program, we did this 15 years ago, maybe somewhere in there. We had a couple officers with the Seattle Police Department come in.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben the Psycho Muppet got absolutely smashed on the air.
Yes.
He did this within a half an hour. All right. I don't remember what, if we were just plying him with shots.
I think it was just shots.
It was just a bottle of liquor.
It gets you there quicker.
Yeah. And the idea was that the police would analyze Ben and give him all the tests and do all that stuff to see, like, you know, walk a straight line, touch your nose, eyes go this way, all the things that if you were to be checked for a DUI or public intoxication, whatever that is. Now, obviously, he did not pass any of those tests.
Not a one.
Matter of fact, I think he probably stayed at the office for an extra hour and a half before someone came and picked him up.
He was asleep on my floor.
He was not doing well that day.
Oh, yeah. God, that's right. Didn't we go out that night, too?
We went out for a little bit. Your wife was not happy. We left him on the floor. And I was
Where's Ben?
I said, he already puked. He's fine. And then when I got home, he just kind of woke up and went, all right.
I'm good.
Yeah, like I'll thug he really did bounce back.
Yeah, because my wife, I do remember that. Like we went out. She's like, "Where's Ben?" I'm like, "He is passed out on Ted's floor." Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Why would you leave him? They're like, "What do you want us to do?" The dude is dead to the world. He's not gonna. I believe it was a Friday.
It was.
Yeah, like dude, he's fine. He's passed out on the floor, man. He's good.
Okay. She was like, "What if he pukes?" I was like, "Trust me, he was in my bathroom for a while. There's nothing left in his stomach."
So this time around, times have changed, and now we have the legalization, obviously, of marijuana, and that's all part of the that's all part of you not driving when you're stoned.
Oh, sure,
and all those different things. But there are going to be a lot more patrols out this holiday season and everything else. We're going to talk about that. And this time around, instead of imbibing, so to speak, and dipping into the bottle, we're going to smoke some weed.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to the officers. They are going to basically check us out in our normal sober environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to go get high and come back in. And then they will give us all the tells that they can see as
like
far as
giggling.
Well,
snacking?
I don't know. I don't know if there are tests involved. I'm not sure. We'll find out tomorrow.
I remember with the booze, they had those goggles that when you put them on, kind of gave the effect that you're drunk?
Yes.
So I'm wondering if they have something like that for stone.
It's impossible.
I don't know.
See everything clearly.
I don't know,
Real clearly. Yeah, you'd have to give me corrective lenses if you want. But the thing about drunk people, you know, like, dude, are you drunk? No. Yeah, no, they are. They'll deny it until they pass out, right? Someone's stoned. Like, sir, you stoned.
Yeah.
I really am, man. Sorry. My bad. Mm-hmm.
So I had to remind Steve to remind me that I need to bring in weed tomorrow.
That's the one stipulation. Yeah. There's, you need to bring your own weed. We will not provide weed for
you. I'm going to Uber in tomorrow, maybe take the bus back or take the bus in and Uber home, whatever the deal is. But, yeah, that's all going to be part of the plan tomorrow.
Yeah.
So those guys are going to join us at 4:30. The same cops from 15 years ago.
Is it the same guys?
It is.
Awesome. That is awesome.
It's kind of crazy because they reached out to us. Hey, do you guys want to do this? We're like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, because I could walk down the hall today and go, hey, Castle, just so you know, we're going to get absolutely freaking baked tomorrow on the air. Yeah. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
I don't care. What difference does that make? But, yeah, that'll be a good time tomorrow coming up at 4:30 on the program. And today we're going to talk about the toilet saving or ruining a day. As you maybe don't know, or maybe you do know, this past Friday was Brown Friday.
Brown Friday.
And that sucks for plumbers.
No, it doesn't.
Because most people have that day off. Hopefully you do. I mean, if you're working Black Friday, you're working retail, I get it.
That's their money day. This is their busiest day of the year. They know damn well this is the day to make the calls. I don't know if they charge time and a half or whatever, but it is a massive day from coast to coast in this. The point that it has a name.
Yes. Yes, right. It does.
Called it Brown Friday.
I'll tell you this, man. As much as, Pinky's Plumbing can help you in a jam, obviously, there's some basic things you need, like a plunger, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Does
she not have a plunger?
No.
Did you get a clogged toilet?
Maybe.
What did you do?
Well, here's the deal. All right, so my grandmother is 99 years old. So the main bathroom is basically equipped for her. So there's like this handlebar thing.
Yeah.
That, you know.
Ease yourself up and down.
Over the toilet. It's got this, pee guard on it, and it angles down, so basically you're going to poop all over this cylinder that goes down.
Ew, man.
Old people tend to splash.
Why can't she just poop, into the toilet?
Because
it's solid, like dropping a golf ball on a basketball.
Believe it or not, the older you get, the less solid it is.
So it just shoots out.
That's what it's trying to prevent, yes. Okay, in this instance. Huh. Right?
Did you know that before you got there?
And it's elevated, and it's just uncomfortable, and you're locked in.
It is very awkward.
It sucks. You're higher up, which is the wrong poop position in my world. So I was using the bathroom in my mom's bedroom. There's two bathrooms in there.
I'm sure she loved that.
Now, first of all, there's no water pressure. So I go in there to drop one. And keep in mind, I've been on a plane for freaking all day long, eating, cheeseburgers and airports and crap like that. Cheese plate on the airplane. Not good stuff. Anyway, I sit down. And the water pressure is just not very good. Even in the tank, okay? When this water comes out, it's got that real slow roll. It's not like a fast flush.
Like a Louisiana cut.
It's like
stern
soup. Yeah, like soup stern.
Oh, speed. We do it nice and slow here.
Yeah, it takes forever.
I know. It's like the smallest little, Anyway, okay, so I'm looking at this one turd, man, and he's just kind of whipping in there slow. And I'm like, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Of course, it pops right back up. It's like a snake that goes in, right in the hole and pops back out. Like, get out. So, surprise. Yeah, I'm back. But then it takes, I swear to God, this water in this toilet took 5 minutes.
Just to refill?
To refill. It was almost like it was trickling out. Matter of fact, when I took a shower in her bed, in her shower, I could barely rinse my hair from shampoo. Because the water was just, the bathroom.
It just drools, right?
She needs to get a plumber in there and get this taken care of. But I digress. So it fills back up again. And I flush it again. And this turd is just hanging on for dear life. Like, no, buddy. I'm not going. I'm staying right here with you guys. And I'm just like, but I've got to sit there, And so, my mom's coming in and out of the bathroom. She's like, you all right in there? Yeah, Mom, I'm fine. Can't get this log to go down,
Just waiting.
I really am. And now I got to back off the lid. I'm looking in there like, why is this just trickling into the back of this toilet? This is driving me nuts. So now I came up with a plan. All right. I got myself a bucket of water.
All right.
If you know anything about buckets of water, when that water starts coming down through the back, you dump that bucket of water in the back real quick and you speed it up. And I finally got that mother thing through, right? Because she had no plunger. She had nothing. Like, I was using minimal toilet paper. It was absolutely...
Mr. Bidet?
It was almost like camping. I just didn't want to poop.
Right.
What I mean?
I'll just wait
till I get home. In 2 days, when I get back to Seattle, I'll take a real poop.
And it's the only toilet, right?
The other one, man, I can't describe to you how... It's hard... It's hard... What? Like, it's mounted into the bathroom. Like, it's not something I can pull away like a walker.
Yeah.
Like, this thing is now a permanent part of this toilet.
Yeah.
Like, you need to get in there with a monkey wrench or something and take the screws off of it and all that crap. It's kind of like locked in to where the seat would lift up. And you know what a pain in the ass that is to get in there and unscrew that crap and do all that. I'm not doing that for one poop. Because as soon as that happens, my grandma want to go in there and lay one down. You know, which is... but, man, it was just... It's such a simple thing in life.
It should be. Until it's not. And when it's not, you find it... That, like, no one really gives it a whole lot of thought. You go down, you take a crap, take a leak, whatever. You flush the toilet, you're gone. Like, that is the plan, because that's how the plan should work. And when it does not work that way, it's like you go into full panic mode. I did not have a plunger when we first got to Seattle. I had an apartment in Belltown. And Ted walks out of my bathroom and says, "You got a plunger?" And immediately it's like, "Oh, well, no." Okay. Because I know, but he took a coat hanger. We had a wire coat hanger.
I was like, "Give me a coat hanger. I could fix this."
I was like, just the next day, we went out and got a plunger.
What I kind of deducted was that the outtake, you know, where the water is going when you flush it, that line is clogged. Because that's why the water can't go down as fast. So I need a snake.
But you still have bad water.
But
pressure.
A plunger maybe could have loosened that up a little bit. I don't really think you're supposed to put liquid plumber down your toilet.
You're not. Everyone says don't do it.
Yeah.
What you can do, why don't you get them a plunger for Christmas? Like, it looks ridiculous, but, like, here's a plunger.
Okay.
I'm not,
any time I go to a house and I got to poop in a bathroom without a plunger, like, it scares me.
Yeah. Do you look for the plunger first?
Every time.
Right? Yeah.
Now, you got
to
remember.
All of my bathrooms have a plunger next to the toilet.
This town has nothing. Like, I couldn't even, there's no hotel to stay. There's nothing in this town. So... I think Walmart was open until midnight on Thanksgiving, or the night before, on Wednesday night. And then the Walmart opens up for like 3 hours in the morning on Thanksgiving until like 11 or noon.
Whatever. All right.
But we're cooking, we're cleaning, we're doing all that crap. Now, Black Friday, you cannot get into the Walmart.
Of course not.
You can't pull into the parking lot, because I was going to go get a plunger. Or I was going to get something. You
That's
know?
The only thing they got.
There's nothing. Everybody from miles around. And they are, like, I mean... People were circling the parking lot, just looking for a place to park. So by the time I got there, I'm like, F this.
So no plunger. You
know, I went to the McDonald's.
And?
Took a poop?
I pooped there.
I thought you said you stole their plunger.
No, I pooped to the McDonald's.
You went to the
McDonald's? They have a McDonald's. That's one thing they had. I was like, McDonald's. I'll go in there. I'll get a medium Diet Coke.
And poop.
I'll take a poop. You know what I mean?
On the way out to get a burger?
Nah, it was, again, we had all the leftovers. Like,
I'm just checking.
I was looking forward to digging back into that. Right. As much as I love McDonald's.
I feel like I still would have been like,
I'll take one cheeseburger. So our question, how did a toilet save or ruin the day? 206-803.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Iraq.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I say for our truckers, it's an occupational hazard, one that many of us don't even think about. Now, for one trucker, absolute disaster. Struck while he was taking care of business in a pilot bathroom. They trapped him in a stall and had him calling and screaming for help. You see, the toilet in the stall next to him was clogged and overflowing into his stall. He couldn't stand up. He couldn't escape. He was trapped, they say, in every sense of the word. So he pulled out his phone and started recording and yelling for help. As he did, he warned those entering that someone had blown up the toilet next to his. With his legs straight out in front of him to avoid getting his shoes wet, he confirmed that yes, there was indeed dookie in the water that was running all over the bathroom floor. The employees who entered and were assessing the situation noticed the S all over the floor and eventually provided the trucker with plastic bags to cover his shoes. They were also able to provide him with a small trash can to place his feet on until he was ready to attempt his escape. The video has over a million views. It is captioned, "It's never a dull day as a trucker." And it's never a dull day as a trucker, also a pilot employee either, as there is another video from the perspective of the employees entering the bathroom. In the far less, as they say, popular clip, one of the employees announces, "I quit," after taking a look at the damage the stopped up toilet did to the bathroom.
Damn.
Yeah. They said, quote, "They are not paying me enough to clean up this kind of damage." Our question, how did a toilet save or ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, but I work in the second floor. It's a two-story building. I work on the second floor right above a bank. About 5 years ago, I was really behind at work, so I go in 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning to work on the computer. I'm the only one in the building. I'm working hard, and at 11 o'clock, I say, okay, that's enough. I'm going home. No, I've got to stay for one more hour. So I got up. I walked up and down the hall and went back and worked. Now, my office is directly across the hall from the men's and women's restroom. So I go back. It's 11:02. I work, and at the stroke of 12, I get up and leave. Walk to the front of the office, and there's water coming under the door. And I didn't know what to do. So I walked out there. The water in the hall was up over my shoes.
Jesus.
Turns out in the women's room on the second floor restroom, the supply line to the toilet had spontaneously broke right where it hooks onto the flush box. And it was just running, and, you know, it was broken off. It was waving around, so I went in there and shut it off. Got pretty wet in the process. But then I heard something, so I ran downstairs and saw that it was raining inside the bank.
Oh, God.
But had I not been there, this would have gone on till 8 o'clock Monday morning.
Now, was there poop in this water, or was it just water?
No, it was just water. It was the water coming out of the wall, you know, to fill the toilet up.
So what do you do? Do you call your boss and say, "Hey, man, here's the situation. You need to let the bank know," or what?
Well, what I did is I called my wife, who knew the bank manager in passing and knew how to get a hold of her. So he called her, and she came to the bank and was not a happy cowboy.
Well, there's not much you can do at that yeah. point other than call, you know, a plumber.
But you still have to be there. Yeah. That's the crappy part.
Well, yeah. And they called a restoration company to come and dry it out. But, if I had not been there Monday morning, would have been a disaster.
It would have been hilarious, too. I mean, but, you know.
But the thing is you don't know what's going on behind those walls.
So you don't
know exactly. You have no idea.
Yeah, I've been down to a local 32 a couple times, and that's where they train plumbers and all those things. You know, for years,
to
do all their stuff. But in those rooms, all the walls are see through, and all the pipes are clear too. And it's
really,
it's fascinating to watch. You know, when you flush a toilet, what happens, and you can see it.
What kind of happens? Like, how many different pipes does it go to before it kind of disappears?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The water coming in, the water going out, like on everything, whether it's your sink, whether it's your toilet. You know, I mean, like you have to be able to see it to kind of figure out and assess, you know, what's going on with the situation. But I was in there. I'm like, this is crazy cool. You mean this is what happens when I poop and flush the toilet? This is insane.
But
you can see like everything kind of happening.
And I just think about it as like one drink.
Yeah.
Right.
I just thought it was wild. You know, it's like you started a roller coaster ride with, you know,
yay!
One flush. Seriously. And there it goes. Wow. It's like you could raft it. How did a toilet save or ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sabra. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
So
I just wanted to follow up. I used to work at a hotel. So after hearing Ted's bit about Vegas, there was one scenario that I worked where we had a client that, or customer, guest, whatever, I don't know. Anyway, they clogged the toilet and it started overflowing, but they didn't tell anybody. And so they checked out and left.
Oh, no.
Well, obviously, you know who the guest is.
Yeah.
You know, so
the worst part about it was that it started seeping into the roof and the hotel room below them.
Now, do you reach out to this person that has checked out and say, hey, man, you blocked the toilet. You know damn well you did. Or is it something you guys just have to let go?
No, I'm pretty sure that we fine them.
All right. Yeah, you got to let it go.
What is the fine? Or is the fine commensurate with the amount of damage?
I actually don't know that dividend.
Okay. Yeah. Well, pro tip to anybody. If you're staying in a hotel room with someone you're starting to date for the first time, or you have family and all that stuff, man, the hotel lobby bathroom is your friend.
If you're just with your buddies.
Yeah, yeah. If you just need to go and destroy that thing, man.
It's bigger.
It's always open. There's
ventilated.
Very rarely, because everyone's got a bathroom in their room. So the last thing I think about is using the one in the lobby. It's always clean. You never have to worry about a thing. It's peaceful,
I have to poop, that's quiet. The first place I think of. Like, so one, there's a fan that's automatically running just because you open the, like, everything you want in a bathroom and you have to poop, that's the bathroom that has it. And no one gets upset.
No. That's where you go.
Absolutely.
How did a toilet save or ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So about 2 years ago during Christmas time, long story short, I was constipated from before Christmas until after New Year's.
What caused that?
11 days of holiday eating.
Is that specifically what caused all that? Just the eating?
No, I just always have had a hard time pooping.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So it's been like 11 days of holiday eating, and I get concerned. So I've been taking Miralax for a couple days, nothing. I took another laxative for a couple days. That didn't help. So I went to the doctor concerned, like, hey, it's been at this point like 10 days of not going to the bathroom. So he...
On the 12th day of Christmas.
Yeah, so he gave me the juice they give you before a colonoscopy.
I was going to say, man, they should sell that, like, over the counter. You should be able to go to our Rite Aid and buy that.
Yeah, so he gave it to me, and he's like, hey, just heads up, this activates pretty quickly. Be close to a bathroom when you drink it. So I drank it all down and still, like, nothing. So I went to work the next day, and I'm an electrician, so I was up on a scissor lift, like, way up in the air, and then it was like, oh, like, it's happening, like, right now. So my, like, whole body starts sweating. I, like, start, like, can't being able to breathe. So I'm, like, waiting for this scissor lift to get down, just panicking, and go to the bathroom and finally relieve myself. And I was in there pooping for, like, a half an hour nonstop.
And does it look like 11 days worth of poop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And as soon as you think you're done, you get up when you're even before you do the colonoscopy thing. That's the worst part of that process is the day before and the prep. As soon as you think you're done, you're not. So you'll stand up, you'll flush, you know, you're go wash your hands, get ready to walk out and go, oh man, and you gotta just turn around right then and start the whole process over again.
That's one of the more annoying things that's happened to me maybe twice in the last year, where going to the bathroom just to take a leak. All right. As I'm washing my hand, and there's other people in the bathroom, so as everyone perceives it, you were done. That was my belief. And then as I'm washing my hands, I'm like, I gotta poop. And so it's just this weird thing where, you know, you see people giving you the look out of the corner of their eye, like, what is this guy doing? And then I have to go into a stall and lay it down. And it's like, I want to, like, yell from the stall, I know what you're thinking. Why didn't I do it all at once? Well, my body refused to coordinate this. That's all. Or I've done the thing where I pooped. Get up, wash my hands. I'm like, no, I got to pee. And it only seems to happen if there's someone else in the bathroom. And
I'm like, with you.
I'm not trying to be weird, man. That's just how my body set this up. 99% of the time, both of these things happen at once, right? Like a normal human being. But like, I'm washing my hands. I'm like, I got to pee bad. And I just wish I could hold it long enough to let these people leave the bathroom so I don't look so weird. But it's like,
yep.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah. Or sometimes, you know, like, even though you've gone poo, like, kind of like, I'm going to wait to leave the house for another 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, something doesn't seem right. Like it's done for now, but...
For now.
Like, yeah.
How today on Toilet Saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, this was back in college. I must have been probably junior, senior year. I was president of our fraternity. And I got to set the stage. It's Halloween week, you know, big party week. And our fraternity, a little bit different than others, had our party room on the third floor. And we had a basement. And about 8 o'clock on a Friday evening, I get a call from some guy in my house. He goes, "Hey, I've got bad news. I've got water backing up in the basement."
Man, hold on. It's an appropriate word. All these
once again, bedroom colors. Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio: sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
All right, Nick, we know you got brown words on the mind. We just can't say them.
Apologies, friends. Anyway, so the guy calls me. I go, oh, shoot, you know, what are we going to do? So he goes, it's getting pretty bad. So I call a restoration company, and they come out, and he goes, well, I've got bad news for you. He goes, whatever I do is going to take about 2 hours, so you can either keep going with the party or, you know, we can shut it down now. And I look at the guys in my house and I said, well, we can't close a party. It's Friday night of Halloween, so we're just going to have to keep going. So the entire evening, we just, you know, blocked off the basement. But every single time that, you know, a urinal got flushed, toilet got flushed, just more and more water.
Oh, no.
Backed up.
You probably have 100 people. You probably have 100 people in that party.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was absolutely awful. So we're putting sandbags to try to, you know, direct the water that's down there to just, head to the lowest point. So thankfully, we actually had a boiler room down in the basement. Everything was kind of up on stilts in case, you know, there was a water break or whatever. So it did actually naturally go into that room. Well, in the morning, we called the guy to come back, and he shows up with his 300-gallon, you know, sump pump, you know, to pull it out. Well, he ended up pulling 900 gallons of water and, you know, just... everything that came out of those toilets from the night, and he said that was about the worst he'd ever seen.
So does the national chapter, do they pick up the bill on that? Like who pays for that?
Oh no, they were pissed. We were supposedly a dry fraternity, and you know we didn't abide by those rules. And
come
they
on,
just looked at us and they said, "Well, it looks like you get to file an insurance claim."
Yeah,
a dry fraternity. Look, I know they quote unquote exist, but I do not believe that.
Maybe at BYU.
No, it's the turn of a blind eye. You look the other way and you just...
Even BYU, I'd be like, you're at least moist.
Yeah.
Look, you might not be deep wet, brother,
my daughter stayed in a, quote, dry housing facility her first year of college.
Yeah, in college.
Yeah,
sure.
That's,
come on.
No.
I mean, look, I'm not saying...
It was based on religious purposes, all right?
Sure.
But, I mean, that does not mean that, yeah.
I mean, anything. I mean, listen, I'm sure they exist. I just don't believe you when you say it. That's all. So even if you're telling me the truth, like, dude, seriously, like, we do not drink. If you're dead honest, I'm still like, keep telling yourself that, man. Mm-hmm. All right. I just don't believe. When you say college, fraternity, and dry, I'm like, look, those words don't even make sense in my head.
Why would you get involved in a fraternity?
Yeah. I mean, just like, what? Really? Does that network? Yeah, but before you network, you get drunk, right? Yeah. So I know they exist. I just don't believe it.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
And then if you did prove it, and it's like, hey, we are legitimately drunk, like, why?
The whole idea.
This is the time, yeah, man.
The whole idea say, right, is to invite.
You're in a fraternity.
A sorority over for a party. That's the entire point.
Yeah. Alcohol's cool. This is when you do keg stands and no one says it's immature. Like, don't miss out on the good times, man. Come on. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichona.
Hola.
So I'm in the Army stationed in Germany. It's a Friday night. And we're all getting our drunk on, getting ready to head down to the Harbor Cafe in Bad Kreuznach, Germany, when the CQ comes up to, and starts asking, starts telling us that somebody, there's S on the latrine floors. The sewer's backed up. There's just S everywhere. And I remember going on to look at it. It was one of those, open the door. Oh, no. No, that's bad. And so it was like, well, whose turn is it to do the latrine this week? It's first platoon week, Sergeant. And thank God I was in third platoon. Third platoon. It's like, I'll never forget, we were walking down the stairs, leaving the building, and watching the guys in the platoon in their gas masks, because they wear some gas masks in the Army, going in to clean up that mess. And I was so grateful that it wasn't our week for the latrine, because that was a horror show.
How long did it take them to clean it up?
Well, they said it took them about 2-3 hours to get it to. Because, like, the CQ, the charge of quarters, had to inspect it to let them go. And they didn't show up down at the Harbor until probably 11 or something like that. You know, we got off at 5. So, yeah, it took them a while, and then to get it cleaned up. And, yeah, I was so grateful that I was in the 3rd platoon. And that week, we only had the stairs and the common areas to do. Other than that, yeah, good times.
Yeah, sounds that way.
Like, why would you even go down?
They don't put that on the commercial. Army, Navy,
Air Force, Marines. So you might have to clean a ton of S.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hola.
Doing well, Sherry. Thank you.
Hola. This is your friend 811 Sherry.
811 Sherry.
Oh, hey, Sherry.
And I was actually on a job site. And I was, I had to use the honey bucket, and it was like first thing in the morning. And I went in, and I usually always take something with me because I have been caught without any paperwork before. But not this time. I went ducking in there, and then I realized there wasn't any toilet paper. And so I tried to figure out what I was going to do. I went through all of my pockets. I called the contractor that had actually called me because I couldn't get anybody's attention outside. So I called him and I said, hey, I'm in the honey bucket and there's no toilet paper. So he sends over a guy and, you know, we do the discreet open the door and he hands it in. And I was horribly, horribly embarrassed. Got all done with the paperwork and stood up to close the lid. And there was a roll of toilet paper behind the lid.
Yep. I always think about that, man. There's a couple road construction crews right now. There's one in Ballard I saw the other day down near Salmon Bay. And they're doing something in the row, but they've got a truck and there's a honey bucket in the back of it.
Yeah.
But everyone's working around that truck. Like, there are 9-10 people. There's, you know, people holding signs, flaggers, and all that crap. I mean, but you're right there. Like, you'd have to physically get up in that truck. I mean, audible as hell, you know, to do your business.
Depending what you're doing, sure.
But everyone's right there. Like, you're basically just like, I don't know, you're like 5 feet away from someone who's working on the road outside.
It's like, and they can hear everything.
And you're also in the middle of the street. You're taking a dump in the back of a truck in the middle of the street. It's like,
I mean, that's kind of like, yeah, but porta potties.
It's there because you need it. Like, correct. No one goes in there and says, you know what? My life's dream is coming true. I get to. It's like, we understand what we were walking through at San Francisco, right?
And we got into one.
We had to go to the bathroom. Like, 3 or 4 of us did. There's maybe 5 or 6 of us walking around. And just where we are, it's completely residential. There are no businesses around to even do that. It's like, oh, S, man, but there's the honey bucket. And I believe it was
a lot of the contractors keep the key on the top. So if you know that, you can feel up there.
Well, they should lock them in a lot of neighborhoods because junkies get in there and everything else.
No, you're right. I get it. But in this case, like, man, I am not here to shoot smack. I'm here to lay it down. And we finally got into this honey bucket. But I mean, we formed our own line to use this thing. It was like a godsend.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.